How free the media is in Ethiopia? Not free at all, in a word. Basically, any sort of critical publications, whether broadcast or print, are essentially out of the picture at the moment, and it looks as if there's going to be quite biased coverage of the elections.
And given that the country is going to elections, is it possible, in your view, for a country to have a free, fair, credible election without a free media?
Not really. I mean, when people think of the media being the fourth estate and actually having a stake within the governmental process and how it influences public opinion, when you take these factors into account, I can't imagine how you can really have a free and fair elections without having an open media that's allowed to openly interview and debate amongst the various candidates.
What would you attribute the lack of freedom for the media to operate in that country?
Essentially, it's sort of a combination of factors. I mean, some less blunt than others. The few papers that had a sort of a critical stance towards the government have been sort of intimidated and harassed, and many of them left. I mean, of course, I'm sure you heard of Addis Neger, which was one of the leading paper, leading daily for circulation, was a fairly critical paper, and now it felt compelled to close down and leave the country, leaving much of a vacuum in critical reporting. And when you look, of course, at the broadcast media in terms of the radio and TV, there simply isn't any sort of either opposition or critical media there. So you're getting a very sort of state-run view of political events in the country.
There have been attempts by the government to even jam some radio signals like the one for Voice of America. But to what extent, in your view, do you think the civil society, the media fraternity, is responsible for not pressing for more media freedom?
That is a good point. I mean, there's a lot of people in the diaspora and also within Ethiopia, confide in us here at CPJ, their frustrations at the lack of critical voices and the lack of organization to defend their rights and press freedom in Ethiopia. And you can also criticize a lot of the media on the other side. There seems to be a kind of a gap in the reporting in Ethiopia. You either have sort of very pro-government publications, or you have the opposite. You have sort of opposition commentary and comment, which isn't really helpful. I mean, there seems to be very little kind of moderate, non-biased professional journalism.
What can be done? What can the international community do, or an organization like yours do, to improve on this situation?
It's very hard. I mean, we try and advocate as much as we can with the government. We consult with them. We sort of publicize as much as we can our concerns about the state of the media, and we push for more press freedom within the country. Equally so, we try and help those journalists who feel like they are being threatened and intimidated by various actors within the country, so that they have the courage and the defense to continue reporting. So we can all do something. We can all sort of publicize the fact that we don't feel that election coverage will be necessarily fair, and we can also advocate for more press freedom. But also, I mean, to tip my hat off to organizations such as yourselves and VOA, who have taken a very active role in giving a bipartisan coverage in Ethiopia, and now are facing similar censorship.